It'd have pieces on top of them and all that, you know, cut with all kind of design and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, I don't know what furniture like that would work nowadays. You'd have to buy something like that.
Your wife, does she, she does all the stuff around here, you know, when she's sweeping the floor and all that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, my wife do all her work herself.
She does all the...
All that. Nobody don't help her, She do all that by herself. That's the reason why she's so tired all the time. Trying to work over at the store and then work over here.
Yeah.
All morning she's busy cooking and we'll eat and then she'll take off. Go work, well you know what, with the boy, but she's getting to where she's just getting the best of her. I keep telling him all the time, you better start breaking in somebody else, because my wife's 66 years old. When you get that age, you start feeling it, working like that all day long. You know, her sleep at night, she's jumping. She cuts up, she has nightmares, and oh, I gotta be waking up every now and then like that. Now she's working over there in that store, she's afraid somebody's gonna come over there, you know, and do everything going on now, rob her or something like that, and try to harm her or something like that. Here lately, it ain't too bad because there's always somebody around there, because that fella got the bar, he opens up at 2 o'clock and that's when she go to work too, but they stayed a long time, they didn't open until 5. Was all that time from 2 to 5 she was there, plenty of time by herself, you know. Nobody wasn't around. And they were getting the best of her.
Yeah. Did, years ago on Monday, usually, women used to do their, was it on Monday when she'd do their, do all the
washing and all that?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid coming up, we had an old colored woman. Used to work for mama like that. She used to wash all our clothes and she'd boil them outside in the pot. On this old iron pot. That's another thing we had to be cutting wood for too, to keep that fire going for that pot and all that. I still got that pot. I got it in the back of the house. I had it up here in front, but I was afraid somebody was going to steal it. There were so many people begging me to buy it from me. I said, no, I better put it over there in the back. We'd boil clothes in it. And if we had some kind of big doing or something, Mama used to make gumbo in it and all that kind of stuff, you know, like fare and all that for the church and all that. Or if we had a small pig, we had the skull or something like that, and we'd fill that thing up with water and all that kind of stuff. That was another thing my daddy bought from Logtown. That thing come from Logtown. Rough about to get the best of it, though. I never did take care of it. I just got it upside down, and it's all black on the outside, but Russ is eating it up inside. Mm. I always wanted to put some aluminum paint inside and stop something, but I never did. You get to where you get so damn much to do, you don't know what to do first. That's the trouble. You get tired and sick like I've been, it just knocked the starch out of me. I got more damn stuff to do right now, I'll never catch up.